Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's council meeting for the Mesa City Council for Monday, January 28th, 2013. I'm Mayor Scott Smith. As always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting. We'll begin this tonight's meeting with an invocation by Councilmember Dave Richens, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Scout Samuel Lee. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Our Father in Heaven, we're grateful to gather at this time to do the business of the city and to practice our stewardship over this city, and with the support of our great residents. We're grateful for the opportunity we have to serve. We're grateful for the citizens who support the efforts of the city and those that criticize the efforts of the city. And may we
please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Vice Mayor Scott Summers and Council Member Dean Higgins are out of town and will not be joining us tonight. Thank you. Looking out in the audience, I'd like to recognize we have the former First Lady of Mesa, Corinne Brooks, wife of former Mayor Al Brooks. Corinne, great to have you here always. Thank you. We'd now like to proceed with the first item on the agenda, which is the consent agenda. The consent agenda will be read in the record tonight by Kevin Christopher. Kevin?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for All Saints Council number 9485 of the Knights of Columbus, one-day charitable event, Saturday, February 2nd, 1534 North Wrecker Road. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for All Saints Council number 9485 of the Knights of Columbus, one-day charitable event, Saturday, March 2nd, 1534 North Wrecker Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Arizona Museum for Youth Friends Incorporated, one-day charitable event, Wednesday, February 20th, 506 North Center Street. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Packages from Home, one-day charitable event, Saturday, February 16th, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Fiesta Liquors, 753 South Alma School Road. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Sprouts Farmers Market, 1933 East Brown Road. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for the Augusta Ranch Golf Club, 2401 South Lansing. Item 4A, take action authorizing mayor to sign an employment agreement with the interim city clerk. Item 4B, act on contract for dollar limit increase for the purchase of additional vaccines for the Fire and Medical Department Childhood Immunization Program, as well as public safety employees. Item 4C, act on term contract for general security services for various city facilities. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase four law enforcement vehicles for the police department. This purchase is through the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4E, act on contract to purchase one triple quadrupole liquid chromatograph mass spectrometer for the police department forensic services. This purchase is partially grant-funded by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to accept funding made through a DUI abatement grant program agreement with the Governor's Office of Highway Safety for equipment to enhance DUI enforcement. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing city manager to accept funds made available through a joint law enforcement operations task force obligation document with the U.S. Marshals Service to provide funding for overtime. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing city manager to accept grant funding made available by the DUI Abatement Council to prosecute DUI drug cases involving spice and bath salts and to establish and maintain a disclosure website for discovery. Item 5D, Act on Resolution authorizing City Manager to execute the amended and restated White Mountain Apache Water Rights Quantification Agreement with various parties. Item 5E, Act on Resolution providing for the issuance and ordering the sale of the City of Mesa General Obligation Refunding Bonds, Series 2013. Item 5F, Act on Resolution providing for the issuance and ordering the sale of the City of Mesa Street and Highway User Revenue Refunding Bonds, Series 2013. Item 5G, Act on Resolution providing for the issuance and ordering the sale of the City of Mesa Utility Systems Revenue Refinancing Bonds, Series 2013. Item 5H, Act on Resolution approving and adopting the Bicycle Master Plan. Item 6A, Introduction of Ordinance regarding A08-51, annexing land located at 7604 East Oasis Drive, located north and east of McDowell Road and Sossman Road. This was initiated by the property owners. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Mickelson, is there any request from the public to remove an item from the consent
agenda? No request, Mayor.
Thank you. Okay, I have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Glover. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 5-0 in the affirmative with Councilmember Higgins and Vice Mayor Summers absent. And the motion is approved. The second item on the agenda is to conduct a public hearing for annexation A12-07, annexing land located on the northeast corner of McKellips Road and Sossam Road, 9 plus or minus acres. This is initiated by the owners, Property Owners Foresight Group, LLC. Are there any questions or comments from the council? Ms. Mickelson, are there any requests to speak from the public?
No requests.
There being none, declare the public hearing closed. Ms. Mickelson, are there any requests to speak from the public on item A, items from citizen present? Okay, I have a motion adjourned from Councilmember Kavanaugh, second from Councilmember Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.